Okay. Just for the purposes of a definition of God, if you like, is it fair to say that God could be defined as the collective energies in the celestial vibration?
Which my view or that of many of the other people within the spirit dimension.
You're here, so your view, please.
Well, my friend, let me tell you this. My perception of God is that of an energy vibration that interpenetrates every living organism, on both sides of the veil, beyond other veils as well. This is a vibration that is of a positive source, that of which you are, that of which you strive to be. It is an omnipresent energy within all human and animal kind. It is, my friend, all that we are and all that we seek to be and all that we ever will be. You understand?
You mentioned that beings such as silver birch come from the celestial vibration. Have I got that right?
Yes, let me explain to you in this way. If you can imagine that the earth environment is a transitory level of existence, it is the place where we all dwell before we passed beyond the veil to the next transitory level of existence. It is then through a succession of spiritual transitions that our vibration changes, and our vibration, the individual vibration, interpenetrates different levels of understanding and existence. Now, of course, the likes of silver birches such as that have developed themselves to such a fine vibration that instead of having the identity known as individuality, they are but one part of the great whole, as some may prefer to call God.
So can I assume that as time goes on and more of those in spirit develop that fine vibration, they also cross over to the celestial level of vibration?
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, that is dependent upon the person's ability and desire to develop themselves in a spiritual manner. Of course, quite often people do not have the time or inclination to embark upon the road of self-discovery and discover the true purpose of the spirit within.
Sorry to be badgering on this point, William, but surely over time occasionally somebody does get to that level, and therefore that collective energy must become stronger. This is my logical understanding.
Yes, of course.
So can I therefore assume or say that over time this collective energy or God or whatever you want to call it is becoming stronger?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
The energy is that the vibration that, if you was to try and cast your naked eye upon the vibration of it, let's call it the collective energy, you would not be able to behold it due to that amazing vibration of light, amazing vibration that emanates from that dimension.
Thank you, William.
That's why, my friend, the more work you do upon your spiritual development, upon the earth environment, the more benefit that you shall feel when you pass to the world of spirit. You will be one step closer to what you may well term as the divine.
I've been away going through the audio tapes of previous sittings, and I was just fascinated by one particular one where you seemed through my ears to identify those three particular levels: the earthly vibration, spiritual, and celestial. And you also mentioned that there were many sub levels in between those, and I was scratching my head thinking, I must ask more about that, I don't quite understand the ones between.
Well, my friend, spiritual evolution does not necessarily follow one particular pathway. It's different for each individual. So, of course, there's a need for different vibrational levels to cater for those which sometimes fall short of what they are supposed to be, aspiring to become. Mm-hmm.